honeybees, and optic flow.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the best-selling Answers book. Well, Ken, what on earth is optic flow, and what does it have to do with honeybees?
Well, imagine traveling very fast in a car or train. The posts on a nearby fence seem to be whizzing backwards, while objects further away seem to move backwards more slowly. Also, the clouds seem to travel with you, and the faster anything seems to move, the closer it is. Now, the movement of images just like this is called optic flow. Scientists have studied optic flow using honeybees by making them fly in tunnels. Now, in these tunnels, patterns on walls could be artificially moved. Such experiments have proved that bees know how to use optic flow. Researchers found that bees are programmed to fly in such a way that the image speed actually stays the same. Honeybees also use optic flow to measure distances to food sources. They then communicate this information to the other bees by performing a special dance. Without any one part of the complex system that enables the bees to use optic flow, they wouldn't be able to locate their food source, find their way back to their hive, or communicate this information with the other bees. You know, such a complex system in a tiny creature is just another example of the infinite wisdom of our Creator God, causing us to praise Him.
Is it possible that God created complex life to live on other planets? Ken Ham tackles that question on a booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.